In our information-saturated world, we're bombarded with contradictory expert opinions, persuasive half-truths, and emotionally charged arguments. Health organizations can't agree on sun exposure recommendations. Studies on pet ownership reach opposite conclusions, and experts hold conflicting views on cell phone radiation risks. Our brains, designed for quick survival decisions, often default to what psychologists call fast thinking, automatic, emotional responses rather than careful evaluation. This worked well for our ancestors deciding whether to flee from predators, but serves us poorly when navigating complex modern decisions. What happens when we can't tell truth from fiction? We lose our intellectual autonomy. Critical thinking offers a way out of this maze by teaching us to ask incisive questions that cut through confusion. Rather than passively absorbing information like a sponge, we learn to pan for gold, sifting through claims to find what's valuable while discarding what isn't. This skill has become so essential that asking the right questions has sold over 2 million copies and is used everywhere from business schools to military academies. The power lies not in memorizing facts, but in developing the habit of thoughtful questioning. Weak sense critical thinking applies tough standards to opposing views while accepting agreeable ideas unchallenged. Strong sense critical thinking, however, scrutinizes all claims, including our own beliefs. Critical thinking rests on four core values: autonomy in forming conclusions, curiosity to genuinely understand, humility about our fallibility, and respect for sound reasoning from any source. The ideal approach balances conviction with openness to being wrong. The social nature of critical thinking creates tension. While we need others to challenge our ideas, people often interpret questioning as personal attacks rather than genuine inquiry. This requires careful diplomacy while pursuing truth. Our minds harbor powerful biases. The halo effect leads to hasty generalizations. Belief perseverance maintains opinions despite contrary evidence. Confirmation bias accepts only supporting information, and the availability heuristic relies solely on readily accessible data. Truthiness, preferring what we wish to be true over reality, can only be countered through disciplined critical questioning. Like solving a puzzle, effective argument analysis requires first identifying the basic issue and conclusion. Issues can be descriptive: does musical training improve math ability? Or prescriptive: should schools require music education? The conclusion is what the writer wants you to believe. The this in this because of that. Watch for words like therefore or thus, typically found at the start or end of arguments. When analyzing complex reasoning, organize reasons and conclusions systematically. Strong critical thinking lets conclusions rest on supporting reasons rather than starting with conclusions and finding reasons to fit. Look for indicator words like because or study show that signal supporting reasons. The argument's strength depends on these reasons' quality. Vague language often clouds reasoning. Terms like freedom, obscenity, and fairness create confusion through unclear meanings. Similarly, advertising uses ambiguous phrases like works great or extra strength. Clarifying ambiguous terms before evaluation helps prevent manipulation through unclear language. Reasonable people often reach different conclusions on controversial issues due to value conflicts. While most share common values like honesty and cooperation, what varies is how strongly we prioritize certain values when they clash. These underlying preferences shape our conclusions. Take a university laying off faculty. Students focus on fairness, while administrators emphasize efficiency. Neither value is inherently wrong. Their different priorities drive different conclusions. Understanding someone's background, profession, or political stance offers clues to their value assumptions. Fallacies are patterns of deceptive reasoning. Key types include attacking the person instead of their arguments, ad hominem, claiming one action will trigger an unstoppable chain of events, slippery slope, rejecting partial solutions because they're not perfect, and assuming popular ideas are automatically good. Begging the question happens when an argument restates its conclusion rather than providing evidence, like claiming traditional textbooks are superior because having materials in textbook format is better. I know someone who. How often have you heard this phrase used as evidence? While personal experiences are vivid in memory, relying on them often leads to hasty generalizations. A single experience, or even several experiences, don't provide a representative sample. They can demonstrate possibilities, but can't show what's typical. Similarly, case examples use detailed descriptions of specific individuals or events to support conclusions. These are compelling because of their vividness and interesting details that generate emotional reactions. While dramatic cases might increase support for positions, they can lead us to ignore broader evidence. Research studies systematically collect observations by trained scientists and are often regarded as strong evidence. However, even scientific research must be approached with caution. Research varies in quality, findings often contradict one another, researchers have biases, communicators often distort research conclusions, and financial interests can affect outcomes. When evaluating statistics, remember there are three different types of averages: mean, median, and mode, each yielding different values. The type of average used can dramatically alter perception. Always question which type is being used and how it might change the significance of the information. Life rarely offers simple yes-no answers, yet we often fall into dichotomous thinking, seeing issues in black-white terms. This severely restricts our thinking by assuming only two possible answers when many alternatives exist. Most important controversies allow for multiple conclusions beyond simple yes-no answers. If clauses are powerful tools for creating nuanced positions, yes, when certain conditions are met, or no, unless specific circumstances apply. They acknowledge uncertainty about claims while still allowing us to reach tentative positions. Using if clauses demonstrates intellectual humility. We don't pretend to know more than we do about complex issues. Critical thinking isn't about finding the one correct answer dictated by facts and logic. It's about recognizing multiple possible conclusions consistent with available evidence, which liberates us from inflexible thinking and enhances personal choice. The goal isn't to win arguments, but to approach discussions with genuine curiosity. Critical thinking provides more than just analytical skills. It offers a foundation for meaningful action and partnership. After finding the best answer to a question, we should act on it, using critical thinking to create an identity we can be proud of and benefit our communities. By developing strong questioning habits, we gain intellectual autonomy in a world filled with manipulation attempts. We become better equipped to evaluate complex issues like climate change, economic policy, and healthcare debates. Critical thinking helps us recognize when emotional appeals are substituting for evidence and when statistics are being misused to mislead. Remember that critical thinking isn't just an academic exercise, it's a practical approach to everyday decisions. From evaluating medical advice to assessing financial investments, the ability to ask incisive questions serves as both a shield against deception and a tool for discovering truth. In a world of confusion and manipulation, critical thinking isn't just an intellectual skill, it's the foundation of intellectual freedom.